The days are getting shorter. The doonas are being unfurled. I even got out my UGG boots, like the good ones, you know, the big ones. It's getting a bit cold in the southern states. And if you're lucky, you might be firing up one of these. Yeah. There's nothing quite as romantic as or as mesmerising as an open fire is there, but as lovely as they are, they're also hazardous to the many Australians who suffer from asthma and other respiratory conditions. Some health advocates would like to see wood-burning fireplaces banned altogether. Love to hear from you on this. The text line's open, 0418226576, or you can tweet me at RN Drive. Looks like we've kicked a hornet's nest here. Arabella says wood heaters are the major source of fine particles, PM2.5 in Metro Melbourne, putting all residents' health at risk, not just asthmatics. This one too, a lot of people are very easily able to quote the PM count on this. It's obviously something that matters to you. I live in Armidale, the wood smoke capital of Australia. Our PM 2.5 count goes through the roof each winter, but it doesn't matter. There's an entrenched group of wood fire diehards who refuse to listen to reason. I despair of our wood smoke problem being resolved, and as a result, I'll be leaving town because my lungs deserve better. So it's pretty serious stuff when you think about it. Michelle Goldman is the chief executive of Asthma Australia. Michelle, are there really that many open fireplaces still in operation? We're obviously hearing from a lot of people from Tasmania and Armidale, but across the board, do we still have fireplaces?
There are still thousands of fireplaces across Australia. It's not that it's the majority of homes. In fact, in a large representative national survey we conducted, around 7% of people said they still have these fireplaces. The problem is a small number of fireplaces are causing a lot of pollution, which is impacting on a huge number of people. And as one of your listeners said, it's not just people with asthma, it's a huge number of people that are impacted in the community.
Well, staying with people who are affected by asthma, I mean, what's the fatality rate for, which is directly connected to wood smoke in winter with people with asthma?
A recent study that was done in Armidale, which is a region that is heavily impacted, as you quite rightly said a few minutes ago, found that around 14 deaths earlier than would be that could be attributed to wood fire heater smoke. So it's not just symptoms and it's not just health impacts. These things can be fatal. Air pollution is really harmful to health. And I think as we get more information, we're learning more about all the sorts of impacts they have to our organs and to different diseases that can manifest.
Yeah, you made me think because, look, to be honest, I'm a big fan of our fire pit. You know, we get around it with the kids, marshmallows. We don't rely on it for heating, so I'm not going to say that it's a necessity, and nor is it every night. But once on a weekend, I think, you know, would that be okay? Am I going to run foul of people who say we should be banning fireplaces when it's just a once a week kind of recreational thing?
I think you will. There's no safe level of exposure to the emissions from wood fires. And so especially when we're not getting any substantive value, such as heating our home, we need to be more conscious about it. And I think most people in the community, if they understood the true impacts on their health, on the health of their neighbours, both now and going into the future, would think very differently about using fires. And indeed, the community is very supportive of government taking action on this.
Getting a lot of text messages from people saying that they rely on wood fires, fireplaces, hearths, if you like, for heating in winter. So by banning fireplaces, are you inordinately sort of disadvantaging the sort of most vulnerable people that may be relying on it for heat during the coldest months of the year?
I think that's a critical point, and we are indeed aware that people are relying on wood heaters to heat their homes. So what we are calling for is a phase out of this. In some jurisdictions, like in Victoria, in the ACT, the government are introducing subsidies. They have introduced subsidies so that lower-income households have a means to transition to safer, cleaner healthier alternatives should they wish to.
Yeah, cleaner is a good word. I want to come back to that. If you've just tuned in, I'm speaking with the Chief Executive of Asthma Australia, Michelle Goldman. The organisation is advocating for the phasing out of wood fires. This might be sparking up a bit of conversation in your house. Perhaps you're an asthma sufferer and loathe the winter season, just like people who are allergic to pollen loathe summer at the time of year when, you know, you're having trouble breathing. It's certainly a very serious condition. Love to hear from you. 0418226576. This text says, I think the smell of wood smoke invokes ancient human memories. Even though I have asthma, I don't have a wood fire anymore. When I walk the dog this afternoon in Cornwall, I love the smell. Nick in southern Tasmania, I'm sure it's pretty cold where you are, Nick. I have just upgraded my old wood heater to a very efficient low emissions heater that produces almost no smoke and no ash. Perhaps not the answer, but certainly a big improvement. So that kind of ties into your point, Michelle, about a sort of phase out, if you like. Is there anything in the research about carbon emissions resulting from wood fire or wood heating in Australia, if you like?
Yeah, well, I think what a phase out would entail for us is both banning the installation in new homes that are built when homes are sold, removing them from homes, and as I mentioned before, introducing subsidy six schemes to incentivize people to move to cleaner alternatives. We know not just from wood fires in homes, but the bushfires that we experienced during the summer of 2019-2020, just how harmful smoke is when it blankets our neighbourhoods and our cities and our towns. So the science is clear. There's no safe level of exposure to emissions from wood fires. It's harmful to the environment. It's harmful to health. And in something like wood fire heaters that we can control, we should be taking whatever means are available to us to reduce exposure to these emissions.
I'm getting a lot of mixed and strong response from people who live in cold parts of Australia, which lie in valleys, for example, Armidale and Lithgow and parts of Tasmania. So does housing density or topography make a difference to how much smoke and the particles that are there in the atmosphere? Do you think this ban should apply only in urban areas?
Well, absolutely. We're calling on a phase out for heaters that are in dense or urbanised areas because the heater of one household can impact so many others around the neighbourhood. There may indeed be cases of people living in regional and remote areas where using a wood heater is not having impacts on any neighbouring properties. But certainly the topography, to answer your other question, is a big factor too. And we get countless calls from people who are living in regions where people are using wood fire heaters and the smoke just sits around and it's unable to dissipate because of the topography.
I'll get to a couple more of your texts in just a moment, but just to another issue, Michelle, I understand you're currently undertaking a survey about the use of oral corticosteroids and other, and their sort of possible overuse, if you like. Can you just remind me what these drugs are and when people are prescribed them legitimately?
Yeah, sure. So oral corticosteroids are those emergency medications when your preventers are not helping. Your doctor or the emergency department might prescribe oral corticosteroids to provide important relief, and they can be life-saving. But they also have some very toxic systemic side effects. And what happens is they are overused and overprescribed, and people aren't necessarily aware of all the extreme and longer-term side effects. So it's really important. They play an important role in asthma treatment, but it's really important we use them prudently, and that people are aware, both doctors who prescribe them and the patients who are using them, to use them moderately.
Well, thanks for your time tonight, Michelle.
Thank you for having me.
Michelle Goldman is the Chief Executive of Asthma Australia, and needless to say, there's a lot of heat in this discussion tonight. You're burning up the text line 0418226576. At least my neighbours, at least 50% of my neighbours burn firewood for heating and it kills me on cold nights. This text, more nanny state. Fires are beautiful, comforting and vital for some. What, no camping, no campfire? That would really get my goat. As a big camper myself. We're not talking about camping though, we're talking about heaters. You might have noticed Michelle talking about heaters as opposed to campfires or fire pits. This text: every winter, starting mid-May, we are awashed by wood smoke from our uphill neighbour, such that we cannot spend time outside the house. Even getting the washing is an imperative before the smoke starts up. Plenty more of where that came from. We'll probably come back a bit later to some more of your text. 0418 226 576. You're with Andy Park here on RN Drive.
Think bigger about the world we live in. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.